Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Hard to believe we're already coming up on the Memorial Day weekend, but here we are with a record 45 million people planning on hitting the road, 39 million traveling by car. 1010 Winds is talking to folks in New Jersey.
So Gareth just landed back from Ireland, and after stopping for gas here in the Garden State Parkway, he's now planning his holiday weekend strategy.
Yeah.
So what are your plans this weekend? Do you have something in mind?
Well, hopefully we go down the shore if the weather...
No weather.
Yeah, that's the problem. Hopefully this weekend will, you know... It might turn, you know.
How frustrating it is. It's like this, and then it's lousy, and then next week's beautiful again.
I just came from Ireland, actually, and it was bad weather. I was on vacation. I was hoping to play golf this weekend, but...
Well, you could play in the rain.
Well, that's what I did last week, but I'm not next weekend.
Now, for a gallon of regular here, gas is $4.60 a gallon. That's up $1.50 from Memorial Day weekend last year. Now, despite that, AAA saying there'll be a record 39 million Americans getting behind the wheel, hitting the road. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Gandolfini rest stop in Montvale.
So when are gas prices going to come down? Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
If there is a definitive reopening of the strait, if the U.S. and Iran are both saying the same thing, the relief will likely come rather quickly in a matter of days once an agreement is finalized and ships start sailing through the strait. Relief would be relatively quick.
He says... What will take time is for gas prices to fall back to their pre-war level, which he predicts won't happen until 2027 or beyond. Gas Buddy predicting an average $4.80 a gallon between this weekend and Labor Day. Quite the adventure getting in and out of LaGuardia. One runway remains closed until 10 this morning after a sinkhole opened up, shutting everything down for a time yesterday.
Well, crews saw that sinkhole early Wednesday morning. They shut down the runway immediately after. But here at Terminal C, Laura's flight unaffected, thankfully, but she knows.
There's a bunch of cancellations and delays. It's fairly empty in the airport.
Now, LaGuardia only has two runways for takeoff and landing, and that's not easing Laura's mind, so her only hope.
I would like to leave.
If all goes well, she should be in Cleveland soon, but Eric, also off to Cleveland, his flight got canceled. He saw the hole online, though. He says it looked
smaller than a car. Problematic for sure.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
Construction's complete on what is sure to be a summer hotspot in the Bronx.
The pavilion at Orchard Beach is finally open, the first time since 2009.
Welcome to Orchard Beach, Bronx Riviera.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson says this is the perfect way to kick off Memorial Day weekend.
Young people have the opportunity with families to enjoy the beach.
The pavilion is a historic landmark. New York City Parks Commissioner Tricia Shimomura says $114 million went into this reconstruction project.
Enjoy the striking columns and the bright blue tiles and terrazzo flooring.
It's now open to the public for families around the city to enjoy. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Orchard Beach.
The NYPD making that plan to split the Bronx into two separate police zones official.
Patrol Borough Bronx North and Patrol Borough Bronx South, a major restructuring that will bring more resources, more specialized units, and more leadership directly into Bronx communities.
That's the police commissioner. Here's the mayor.
This is about providing the Bronx with the same standards that Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan already have, and about bringing a real commitment to lowering crime in this borough.
The move is designed to improve both response times and accountability across the Bronx, which last year alone saw nearly a million calls to 911. As part of the plan, an additional 200 police officers will be deployed, along with more specialized units. The MTA confirming what Chairman General Lieber told 1010 Winds when he spoke live on Monday to us before the strike was settled.
We are automatically going to credit all our monthly ticket holders, or at least 80% of them, with back to their credit cards or through the, however they pay on the Train Time app with for the 4 days that they lost.
This is about 68,000 riders and roughly $2.4 million. Those who got your monthly via the train app will see the credit by June 30th. Others will need to submit additional info online, but they are waiving the $10 administrative fee. Just one day before Amtrak was to hold a public meeting on the rebuild of Penn Station, Trump Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the company that will take the lead on the project. It's a combination of Helmar, the U.S. arm of Italian company ASTM Group, and the construction firm Skanska. It was last month in an interview with the New York Post when the president seemed to favor their design. In a statement, Governor Hochul welcomed the selection of a master developer and said she would be reviewing their proposal in the weeks ahead. 1:30 yesterday afternoon, emergency responders rushed to East 180 in the Bronx, where this happened.
A yellow school bus trying to make a turn on Bronx Park Avenue, taking kids home from school, now completely submerged in the ground, the back tire falling into a sinkhole.
Clearly not the driver's fault, because that back wheel is off the ground. The bus is, if all the wheels were on the ground when he started making the turn, there's no possible way that wheel should be off the ground.
Parents walking blocks to get their kids off local school buses that couldn't pass by.
I have to walk down to get her. This is insane. I was hoping there were no kids in there, but unfortunately there was.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, here on Bronx Park Avenue and East 180th Street.
The Pride flag may once again be flying, but that does not mean the Stonewall National Monument is no longer in danger of being targeted. In fact, it's now been placed on a list of the 11 most endangered historic places for 2026 by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Ken Lusbader is the co-founder of the New York City LGBTQ Historic Sites Project.
You can't interpret any other stories around LGBTQ history without Stonewall. And by changing that history, you're impacting the interpretation of other sites around the country that are related to LGBTQ people.
He says the government has been chipping away at LGBTQ history.
By the erasure of the T and the Q, where that history then is now dropped by the federal government from its web pages, from the monument itself, and from the complete interpretation of the monument and its history, and how other LGBTQ history is interpreted around the country.
Other sites on the endangered list include the Ben Moore Hotel in Montgomery, Alabama, which is a landmark of African-American history and the civil rights movement. Got a teen looking for a job this summer? Well, good luck. New York City is ranked among the worst when it comes to summer jobs. We came in 179th out of 182 cities. In the list from WalletHub, which looked at 21 key metrics, including the availability of summer jobs to the commute and the median income of part-time workers. The best, South Burlington, Vermont, followed by Scottsdale, Arizona, Rapid City, South Dakota, Columbia, Maryland, and Pearl City, Hawaii. Jersey City, you were 87th. Newark, 161st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.